Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Welcome to WEEI Afternoons in our beautiful Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. Also today, powered by Dan Ball. Stepping up.
Hello.
No Fitzy, no problem. We got Dan Ball. Ted Johnson will be here at 3. So we can reconvene our debate about Alex Cora and the Boston Red Sox, who are off today in New York.
Mercifully so, yeah.
But they had a fun, happy flight down to New York. They get an off day. I'm assuming it's sunny and beautiful there, like it's sunny and beautiful here. Quick timeout. I actually thought my truck was broken when it said, like, 96 or something when I was driving in. It's literally mid-90s out there.
Telling Dan I'm going to have to bring up the ACs this week.
I couldn't believe you didn't already with this on the calendar
today.
Crazy. Yeah.
And I think going to be here again tomorrow. Going to stay warm. And then the weekend takes a little nosedive, as it is wont to do, as it's rained 17 straight Saturdays or whatever the hell the number is that I see from my weathermen on Twitter. But you heard it there from Alex Cora, who one day earlier was lamenting his life, his career choices, his team, his ability to fix his team. We're not getting better. And then the part I thought was interesting, we're not getting better was one thing. Then they're not getting better.
Right.
I liked sort of the differentiation, like they are a they. Like I can't field for you. I can't run for you. I can't hit 0-2 for you or pitch 0-2 for you.
Well, he also mixed in, it's got to be on the manager,
yes.
Right? But that also felt a bit more like, well, everybody else is blaming me, so I might as well blame myself.
That famous Tom Brady Saturday Night Live skit, everyone sucks but me. Sometimes I think Cora might feel that way. Now, a lot of outsiders probably feel like everybody but Cora gets blamed.
Right.
That there's a little bit of he's always the guy that somehow
skates. Why is he the golden child? Yeah.
But not on the midday show, because I listened to them banging out 60 seconds of why you should fire Alex Cora. And I love Alex Cora. We talk to him every week. Great guy. Does a great job with his role that Ted believes is to be the Roger Goodell shield of the organization and take the tough questions, have the tough answers. And I think there's some truth to that.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you who isn't very good at that. The guy who joined the morning show this morning, Craig Breslow, I thought struggled a little bit in his answers to the tough questions with Greg and company and Wiggy. Wiggy going at him right out the gates. I think the first non-Greg question was Wiggy basically, so, you sporting Cora or are you firing him? My words, not his, but that was the gist of the question.
Yeah, right to the point.
And the answer to that and others were interesting from Craig Breslow. And I don't think Sam Kennedy's been great at it through some of the trials and tribulations in recent years. And Cora is. He generally does it in a way. We talked about it the other day. He bounds in there with energy and smiles and
scared the bejesus out of me on Tuesday, bounding in that quickly.
Yeah. But he does a good job in that role. It's the other stuff that people are questioning right now. Because you look on paper and you say the Boston Red Sox are better on paper. Even with the injuries, what you've had for the 2+ months that you've been playing, an ace in Garrett Crochet, better. A closer in Aroldis Chapman, better. Whether he can pitch 2 innings or not, I don't care. He's throwing gas and he's getting the job done the bulk of the time. Even better with Bregman, and he was in the lineup for the bulk of where you are this first third of the season. And yet, As my, that's what Father Mike Schmidt says on my Bible podcast. And yet, when he's talking about
God. Are
you
still keeping up with that?
I'm still doing it intermittently.
Ah.
Yeah.
Just when you feel it being needed?
Probably not as consistent as the big man upstairs would like. And I'm not talking about Mike Thomas. I'm talking about God looking down on me. He's like, yeah, you kind of skipped a week. I did.
Same idea.
But and yet, you're a worse baseball team. Yeah. And I think it's very easy to say, then the manager must not be doing his job. He's got more talent. The young players, for the most part, are older. Now, you have Campbell and Meyer in the mix that are young, that are rookies. But you have a little more experience with Rafaela, a little more experience with Duran. Had more experience with Casas until he went down. Abreu has a little bit more experience. So if they're not winning, I think it's very easy, very simplistic to say the coaching stinks. Is that fair?
I think it is fair because of the manner in which they're losing. We were just talking a moment before we went on air about the one-run losses. They're up to 7-17, I think, with their – or no, they won by two, so it's still 6-17.
Yeah, that kind of screwed them. Although it evens it out because they lost that game on a grand slam in extra innings. So I think those two, because that's really a one-run loss.
Yeah.
And this is really a one-run win, even though multiple runs score.
So that's why I think the people that are calling for changes are justified, because you can easily say that a decision to let Greg Weissert pitch a second inning in Detroit, or the decisions to pull starters at certain points, have led directly or indirectly to one-run losses that you could have reversed if Alex Cora or Ramon Vasquez were making different decisions. So unfortunately, because of the fact that they're losing these tight games, and a lot of them are also because of stupid mistakes, bad steals, errors, these things that you're supposed to coach out of a group, it's not like your offense is just going cold. That's a reason, but it's not the only reason. So I think the people that are the kind of growing mob that you're seeing outside Fenway Park. Did you see the actual dumpster fire outside Fenway a couple nights ago? There was a legitimate after game two. I think it was after the 4-3 extra inning game. There was a legitimate down Lansdowne dumpster on fire outside Fenway Park.
And was Alex Cora sitting in the center saying it's fine?
We got a good trash can.
It's fine. We're a good trash can. Yeah, this fire will go out. And once this fire goes out, this trash will be just fine in here.
Yeah. So what do you make of it? Are people justified in being upset?
You absolutely have to question the manager when you look at the talent, when you look at the aging or the maturation, and you look at the issues they've had for multiple years under his tenure. That being said, I tend to side more with what Will Fleming told us at Fenway Park the other day. Guys don't learn how to win baseball games. Guys don't learn enough baseball getting fast-tracked through the minors to the major leagues. Christian Campbell is a young, inexperienced player who is making mistakes. I also think they screwed him, and he's been drowning in player movement, prep for first, but play second, move in the order.
Right, play center, play left.
I think people are talking about sending him down. I would do the opposite.
Really?
If I were the manager of this baseball team, I would sit him down, and I would say, you're going to play second base, and you're going to bat ninth. And you're doing that for the next month. Just an FYI. If you make 100 errors, you'll be at second base. If you strike out 100 times, you'll be ninth in the order. If you hit 15 home runs and play the best defense of your life, you're still going to be at second base, batting ninth. Like, I think that's what he needs, is like just a calm, I don't have to think about anything. I show up, I know when I'm hitting, I know what position I'm playing, I know where to take ground balls. I would do with him.
I think you're right, but I also think this organization isn't capable of that kind of consistency. I mean, he has not been playing. He's been playing two out of every three games. They love David Hamilton, and they're justified in doing so.
I told you were going to need David Hamilton to win games.
Yeah, but now I think he's actively keeping you from the consistency that you need from Christian Campbell, which is why I think if you could get him a cup. So your deadline, you have to keep him down 15 days if you send him down, unless there's an injury on your roster.
Right.
I think 15 straight days hitting wherever you hit him, second, or hit him wherever you're going to hit him in the big leagues. If you're going to have him sixth or seventh, put him there in AAA and let him play second base and just give the kid a reset. It's not like he's the determinant between you winning and losing games at the big league level right now.
Well, he sometimes is the determinant of you losing games.
All the more reason to get him the hell out of here.
I just don't think
weeks.
It's his fault, and I think they've screwed him to some degree.
Oh, yeah. No, that's fair.
And it's what we always talk about. It's the lack of consistency, the miscommunication. First of all, he didn't win the job. He got the job because he signed a contract. I firmly believe that. It was a bag job to start the year because he did not win the job in spring training.
Right.
Then he signs the contract, is the major league second baseman, gets off to a great start, and you're like, wow, this fell into place. And then they jerked him around, and it led to mistakes and problems. But if we're going to talk about Alex Cora, coaching isn't just the manager. Leadership isn't just the manager. And one of the things we've dabbled in, and we had a call yesterday, oh, you guys never rip Fatsy, you only talk Cora and Bailey. I don't think that's true. I think we've talked about all of them. I know it's true. We've done polls.
You guys had mentioned Fatsy within the hour when that call came.
Yeah.
By the way, you had mentioned it earlier in the 5 o'clock hour.
They have ears, and they hear, but they don't listen.
Right.
It's very important, and I am guilty of it sometimes. But you put some numbers in. So if we're going to talk about basically the offensive and defensive coordinator, if this were football, right? Happens in football all the time, right? The team struggles. You don't fire the head coach. You change play callers. You fire the coordinator. You promote the quarterback's coach. He's now whatever. So could that be a consideration for the Boston Red Sox? So starter ERA, 4.42, 24th in baseball.
Not good.
You like that?
No.
And that's with Garrett Crochet. It was just if you took Garrett Crochet, I'm guessing you dropped down significantly from
it's
there.
It's probably Rockies, White Sox, Red Sox if
right.
you take Crochet out of it. Yeah.
Bullpen ERA, 3.44, 10th, 2.92, 6th since May 1st in second most innings, which is really impressive.
Yeah, how wild
and they're
is
losing
that?
Guys.
Right.
You lose Slayton to basically being overuse.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I watched Weissert walk off the mound punching himself in the head, which... I'm not sure it didn't work for Mac Jones, Weissert. I'm not sure it's going to work for you. We appreciate that you're invested in the actions and
yeah.
you're disappointed in yourself, but not sure punching yourself in the head on the mound is a great idea.
They're also all high leverage games. These one run games, that's entirely what the bullpen is inheriting.
Right. And for a reliever, you know, we rave about, oh, you get 8 innings after the starter stinks, you know, But those are all important innings because you can't let it get worse. If you're going to give your team any chance to win those games when a starter goes 1 inning, 1 2/3, 3 innings, whatever it may be, which happens all the time for them, 16 times in the last month, according to Will Fleming.
Yikes. Stat guy.
So those are good stats.
Those are good stats.
Yeah. They're none of these dorky stats. And we'll get into that later because the Patriots hired a new analytics guy.
Oh, you pointed at me. I thought they were my dorky stats we were picking
apart.
Well,
you like your dorky stats.
Well, yeah. They add to the conversation.
Some do, some don't.
Okay.
And I think that parsing is the most important part of that. But these are good old-fashioned ERA stats. So if you're looking at Andrew Bailey and his job, 24th for starters, 10th for relievers. Okay.
Sure.
Right? So
he was a reliever. Maybe that's why.
Okay,
yeah.
Sure. Or maybe because he's got Chapman and a couple guys that are pretty good, although they have had their ups and downs. Other than Chapman, we have one blown save. The rest, you know, Whitlock had his ups and downs for a little bit there. Then you look at batting average. 254, tied for 6th.
Huh. Good.
6th in all of baseball.
Much better than their record.
OBP, 325, tied for 8th. Huh. 8th, so still top 10.
Still top 10.
We were praising 10th in bullpen ERA as like, good, these are both higher than that. Slugging percentage, 416, 5th. So maybe it's not the offense, but this is where I would push back. I think those are Jason Tatum-like numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is people are like, what, really good? No. Tatum's numbers are not consistent, especially in the postseason. You've heard me bitch and bitch and bitch here on WEEI Afternoons. You watch a playoff game, and it's like, Tatum finishes with 29 after he went 0 for 12 to start the game shooting and was part of why they got off to a slow start and then has a big third. Like, not all numbers are made the same, and I would prefer that you had, if you're going to get to 30 points, give me 7 in each quarter, basically. Like, be a consistent positive force for your team. Don't go 0 for your first 10.
Right.
And then have to go on a flurious, you know, brigade, whatever that is, barrage.
Yeah.
Barrage is better.
Yeah.
In the fourth quarter. So, are those numbers mirages? Are those false numbers? Are those paper champion numbers?
Well, yeah, they are. I mean, it calls to mind a number that Tom Caron put out. This was on May 26th.
Did they take it down later because they didn't like this number?
Yeah, how about that, by the way?
I don't care for that.
The only way to make it
worse. Don't pretend you have no idea.
No.
Don't pretend you. I've worked in that world when I was on Patriots.com. Football people know what's on Patriots.com. They know what's on All Access. They know what's being said on the radios and the podcasts. So if it was taken down, you were at least included like Jordan on the email circulation of taking that down. So I didn't care for him pretending he knows nothing about that.
No, I agree. And the only thing that exacerbated the issue more was the fact that you pulled it down.
And
if you're going to post it, you got to sit in that.
And just post it, because in this day and age, there's going to be video. We saw it yesterday. There was 3 or 4 different angles and videos on various social medias, people I'd never heard of before posting it. So it's going to be out there. So you can't cover it up and pretend it didn't happen like it's 1947 and the local writers are going to be quiet and not put it in the morning paper. It's out there.
And is it really going to be that much worse of a PR hit than what your entire season has been? If anything, you had a part of the fan base that was saying, well, finally they're showing
some fight.
Fight.
Also, there was no fight.
No.
It wasn't. Nothing happened. It was kind of boring. There was a little bit of jawing.
Couple F-bombs.
Right? It was like Hart versus Arcand about Swayman's contract, and then you move on. I bet you nobody called somebody stupid and told nobody to shut up in that fight.
Nobody got called a child?
Right.
That's too bad. Did you see he took another ricochet shot at you yesterday?
I did notice that. He's been taking a few shots lately. We heard one leaving the ballpark the other day, too, when he was interviewing Will Fleming. There's a number of shots been coming from Arcand, but he's my guy.
Yeah, said that Sadon home run shorter than Andy Hart.
Well, I also took a self-deprecating one. I said I was built for short shows like yesterday's. So literally built
that.
For it. So, but getting back to Fatsy, the job he's doing, he as good as those numbers?
Let me give you Tom Karen's number, and that'll be my answer. Because at the time, the Red Sox had scored 267 runs, third most in the American League. Again, that's great.
Yeah.
That's easily top 10 in baseball.
What if you take out the big games?
Well, there it is. 139 of those runs had come in 13 games. That's 10.7 runs per game, 12-1 in those. The other games, 3.1 runs per game, 15-27 record. They're inflated. The game, the 18-19 to 5 game against the Orioles, the one that Stiz and I were at Bragg on Sunday Night Baseball against the Cardinals where they scored 18.
Yep.
They have a couple of those, and everything else is you're scratching and clawing for a 3-2 win or a 4-3 loss.
And I feel like a lot of their numbers are like that. They've had discrepancies where sometimes they hit better in the first three innings compared to the next three, and the next three it kind of fades off. And there's a lot of... And this is where you need to, you know, not just read the...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Numbers, because the numbers can be misleading. Now, it can go the same way for the offense, I mean the pitching, in a way. If you take out some of the most hellacious performances by their starters, Tanner Houck, Giolito, Richard Fitz, I'm sure it would improve those numbers as
probably,
well. So, like, you can't cherry pick. I get that. You got to take the totality of the numbers, but I also think you have to put them in perspective. And I just think that's where we are, where people, and I give Craig Breslow credit. The one thing I thought he did well on the Greg Hill show this morning was he said, you know, it was great to get a win. We needed that win, but that doesn't, you know, bury all the issues in that game or that we've dealt with over the course of the season. And the one thing, you know, I've been optimistic Andy along the way here. For a while, it was like, yeah, but you're only 2 games behind the Yankees. You're only 2 games, but I can't say that anymore.
Man, I miss those days.
They're far away.
I didn't realize how much I should have appreciated those days.
Well, my latest one is you're only a third of the way through the season. So if the Cincinnati Bengals start 2-4, that's essentially what you are right now. And I don't even know what they actually started. But let's just say the Cincinnati Bengals start 2-4, a team that thinks it's good. Well, you still have 2/3 of a season left.
Right.
And no one gives up on the Bengals and Joe Burrow and that team when they start slowly like that every year, when they lose to a terrible football team like the Patriots. So it's been 2 months, 2+ months, so we get caught up in the magnitude of your underachievement. Oh, you're not a... You could go on a run tomorrow, and they've had hot Junes before.
It happened last year, and it happened against the Yankees last year. They were...
So you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah, and it could snow tomorrow.
I don't think it's going to. It's 96 degrees out. Not unless Heat Miser and his brother start fighting in a weird way.
Anything's possible, I guess.
They took 2 out of 3 against Philly and the Yankees in back-to-back series from June 11th through the 16th to get them 2 games over .500, and then they got all the way up to 53-43 by the All-Star break last year. This is almost, save for a couple more one-run losses, exactly the same maddening path that they took last year.
So they'll do that. They'll go on a June run. Then Bregman comes back. All's right in the world. Crochet keeps rolling. You win the Cy Young. See, we put some lipstick on this pig. A little perfume, too. It's ready for a date tonight.
I feel no better.
617-779-7937. Join the conversation. We started off Boston Red Sox, Alex Cora and company enjoying the off day in New York because they left Boston with a win, a much-needed win, at what seemed to be a breaking point for the manager and his team. So we'll see if they can keep the momentum going, because we played this game before. They had momentum coming back from Atlanta, and boy, did the bottom fall out of that, thanks to Richard Fitz and company with historically bad pitching. But up next, we're going to talk about the Boston Bruins. I know a man, a very large former Patriots linebacker, will arrive in about 40 minutes, and he'll be excited because he can finally stop bitching about the fact that the Bruins don't have a coach. Marco Sturm is here. It was a Sturm message to Bruins fans. They have a future, and it's bright because they just keep hiring ex-players. A little talk of Marco Sturm and the Bruins up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, what's trending?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.